town. Goodbye, farewell, I'ma see you later. Going to Chicago, so sorry that I can't take you. I come from Chi-town, Chi-town is my town. Hey, going to Chicago, sorry that can't take no you. No use in crying, tired of your lying. Well, ain't nothing left the screamy, dreamy town. Monkey woman like you can do.
Quit ya, can't make it with ya.
When you see me coming, baby, raise up your window high,
your window to the sky, yeah.
When you see me coming, want you to raise up your
catch
window high.
Me passing on the fly, yeah.
See me leaving, hang down
your soul and wonder why, yeah.
Hurry down, Dr. Sunshine. Tomorrow, tomorrow brings
tomorrow.
Hurry down, sunshine. See what tomorrow brings
tomorrow.
Might bring rain, might bring the rats of spring. You do things you ought not to, ought not to do.
You're a mean one. First time I see one.
You're some mean and evil. You know what I mean. Do things you ought not to do.
You used to be cool. Go find a new fool.
But now I've got my money, honey, and I put up with you.
Hate you and your town. That's why I've got to put you down. Goodbye.
Good morning. It's 9:01. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was Van Morrison with Going to Chicago from his brand new album, Roll with the Punches. So, yeah, even though he makes his home in Belfast these days, his time spent in the States certainly does show. Before that was Seamus Fogarty with Short Ballad for a Long Man from The Curious Hand. And we heard Tim Jones and the Dark Lanterns doing a Calling On song from their brand new album, Blossom and Fruit. And Usher's Island started us off with Five Drunken Landladies. Well, as I mentioned, this is the start of Thanksgiving week, though you'd hardly know it, with everyone urging you to buy. Black Friday starts early. Oh, yes, you can't resist. Well, actually, it would probably be good for your pocketbook if you did. Thanksgiving really was a kind of quintessential American holiday. The songs that are associated with it are right around here in eastern Massachusetts. Over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go. Well, that was written right here in Medford, Massachusetts, which is where Tufts borders on, along with Somerville. So, yeah, this is a wonderful piece. Anya Minot produced a new album called In the Name of Stillness, Meditative Music from an Ancient Source. So we're going to play a piece here, and then we'll talk to you about it. Thank you. And that was Anya Minot in The Name of Silence from her fine album In the Name of Stillness. So, how does that bear on Thanksgiving? Well, this woman, Ann McFetters, who's a columnist for Tribune News Service, definitely says it the best that I've seen. The headline is, Politics Cooks Up Too Much Trouble on Thanksgiving. We are at that interesting time of year when we gather together at Thanksgiving feasts with friends and family members we may not see all that often. Around many tables, there is a great probability that turkey legs will be thrown, gravy bowls overturned, monkey bread flung in all directions, and pie smeared on the walls. Here are some well-meant suggestions on what not to discuss this year so that we can peacefully celebrate this lovely holiday. Don't mention Donald Trump's astonishing assertion he believes Vladimir Putin's impassioned denial that Russia meddled in our 2016 U.S. election. Mum on Trump's dismissal of America's intelligence leaders who agreed 100% on Russian interference as, quote, political hacks, unquote. Don't fixate on Attorney General Jeff Sessions' astonishing lack of recall about 8 people he worked with during Trump's campaign when the subject was Russia, or his bafflement on how many meetings he had with Russians. Don't mention it's breaking news when our top law enforcement official vows under oath he always tells the truth except when he can't remember it. Say nothing about the Department of Justice's failure to do anything to ensure there will be no more Russian meddling in U.S. elections, nor has any administration official taken this on. Skip Trump's decision to try to throw the full weight of the Justice Department at Hillary Clinton about such things as uranium deals she had nothing to do with. Somebody, this is a parenthetical expression, will point out that only in banana republics do the powerful pursue political opponents with pointless vendettas. Back to the column, it might be advisable to avoid the topic of sexual harassment, assault, and misogyny in Hollywood, the pulpit, the White House, sports, Congress, the media, and anywhere else men and women gather or work together. Unless you and your guests are very rich, for instance, $1 million a year and above, do not parse the various tax plans in Congress, especially if you live in a state where taxes are high. Seriously, we're talking indigestion here. And do not talk about a 30-something assistant district attorney fondling a 14-year-old child. You may discuss medical milestones, for instance, new babies, hip replacements, and removal of tonsils are particularly good, but do not talk about how they were or were not paid for or insurance of any sort. By all means, marvel at the new patch of highway on the way to Grandma's house or moan about how bad traffic has gotten. But stay away from the word infrastructure. Everyone will just start pouring way too much wine. If you already have exhausted the topic of the weather, oops, no climate change monologues, and presumably you started the meal with prayers for struggling, forgotten, electricity less Puerto Rico, and college football, try to avoid the NFL, and you really, absolutely must talk politics. Here is a list of suggestions. Trump's remarkable hairstyle was speculation on how it's kept that way. The last piece of pie goes to the person with the best color description. Trump's remarkable architectural wardrobe. Fun party game. How many rolls of tape does he use to keep that tie in place? Answer is only the Secret Service knows, and they're not telling yet. Isn't it nice that we never hear about the youngest Trump son? How many closets do Melania's clothes fill, and does she ever donate to Goodwill? Also, will the clear tensions between daughter Ivanka and third wife Melania surface at the Trump's Thanksgiving table? What does Vice President Mike Pence do besides flatter the president, fundraise, stalk out of NFL games when he sees kneelers, please, only in church, and praise the president? If worse comes to the worst, let drunk uncle ramble on about his new scheme to make money and encourage the twins to recite their parts from the first grade play. Of course, there's always religion. Or you could just keep your mouth full with gratitude for your blessings and thankfulness that Thanksgiving comes but once a year. And speaking about the new scheme to make money, we were actually concerned the beginning of the year about our lack of total preparation. So we ordered some food guaranteed to last 25 years from a place called Food for Patriots. And unknown to us, of course, is that almost every mostly trying to be reasonable conservative group joined on that once you give them your email. So please, folks, don't get into this Bitcoin business or Trump will, my favorite is Trump will totally go to another currency model. Of course, the people who tout that forget that that's under the Treasury Secretary and the Department of the Treasury. So I wouldn't give up on cash just yet. I mean, who knows? Whatever tax plan goes through, we might not have very much of it anymore. Isn't that right? On another note entirely, here's a new album from one of our favorite songwriters who gave us King Tut and Atheists Got No Songs.
Forget you. desert sunshine, windows down, air blowing in, talking like we've known each other. Hello, mama, where you been? Hello, mama, hello, mama, hello, mama, where you been? Since I met you, can't forget you.
Life on earth is over. Is it enough? Is it enough to carry me back from where I am to where I was? And I hope there is some power in my blood. I've been told that all these ties would surely bind and hold me tight, hold me tight, 'cause I'm hanging at the end of my own life, and I hope that all these ties will surely bind. From this devil that I am, when, oh when, will I be
some truth down in my bones, but I don't know. I don't know. I can't even seem
to find my own road home.
And I hope there is some truth down in my bones. From this devil that I am, when, oh when, will I be
peacefulness, that you let me stay, let me stay, even a poor serpent needs a place to rest, for a while as he's waiting to be changed.
From this day.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by feedthepig.org.
Well, I finally did it. I improved my credit score.
You're kidding, right?
No.
How are we supposed to be the bad boys of electrosynth pop if you're out there being responsible? The band is about to be discovered. This is our year.
Yeah, you've been saying that for a while now.
You think anyone in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was worried about their credit score?
I never really thought that.
Of course they weren't. Rock stars aren't supposed to think about that kind of stuff. We're supposed to think about how many guitars we've smashed, write aggressively sensitive power ballads, start questionable fashion trends, tragically break up and blame creative differences.
All right, just... I thought maybe it was time to take control of my finances, you know? Start using a budget. Get out of debt. Set some goals.
A budget? Debt? Set some goals? Listen, I knew that we'd have our creative differences, but I was hoping they'd involve a little more scandal.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
So, yes, one of the hardest things in the world is saving, especially when, as you get older, your health deteriorates and you never know when something will hit. But that also stands for when you're younger, too. That was Josh Ritter with Bob Weir with When Will I Be Changed from Josh's new album, Gathering. Prior to that, we heard P.P. Arnold with Give a Hand, Take a Hand from The Turning Tide. Incredibly interesting album. You can just Google her and find out how long it took for that album to see a light. And then Steve Martin and the Steep Canyon Rangers with Santa Fe from the long-awaited album. So, what do we have to tell you? Well, in a news of the weird, and... there's no one too stupid. This from a Connecticut court ordered an interlock device installed in the car of a convicted drunken driver that would trigger an alarm and shut down the vehicle shortly after if he failed to provide a clean breast sample. Despite the device, police say he was caught driving drunk again. This time, he was speeding toward his Manchester home with the alarm blaring in the hopes of getting there before the car shut down. And, in the Southern Peninsula, a naked man burst into a woman's home in Daytona Beach, Florida, and then ran erratically through the house, prompting her to run next door. While she was gone, he went into her bedroom and started trying on her clothes. When the police arrived, he was wearing her clothes and rolling around in the yard. One can only think, nice outfit, sir. Come with us. And I mentioned that really in the rush for Christmas, Thanksgiving kind of gets left behind, though many people, including Native Americans and Black folks, would really wish that Plymouth Rock had landed on the Pilgrims instead of the other way around. However, if you'd like to... keep up with something Christmas related that doesn't cost anything. In Huntersville, North Carolina, a weed growing out of a traffic cone, and this is a weed, it is not weed as in marijuana, has become a beacon of hope to residents of Huntersville, North Carolina, and is now decorated for Christmas. At first, it was an orange traffic cone with a weed growing out of it. Now the roadside attraction dubbed Coneweed is something of a Christmas miracle to locals. WBTV reports someone decorated the Coneweed with tinsel and ornaments last week. The weed has been growing unencumbered across from the Huntersville Fire Station for a year, and it has amassed a cult following. The fire station tweeted pictures of Coneweed decked in tinsel and ornaments last week. Property owner Madeline Phillips said her son mowed around Coneweed during the summer and calls it a beacon of hope. A graphic designer has created a line of Christmas clothes and has sold more than 200 shirts, with proceeds helping local families through hopematch.org. And there's also a Facebook fan page for Coneweed. Oh, Christmas weed, oh, Christmas weed. Well, what about this next week? Our folkloric information is brought to you by the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Kightley. Today, November the 20th, is the feast of St. Edmund of East Anglia. Plant garlic and beans. St. Edmund, the Saxon king of East Anglia, was martyred by invading Vikings on this day in 869. He was first tied to an oak and shot full of arrows, and then beheaded, his head being hidden in a thorn bush. But when his followers sought it, the head itself was heard crying, "Here, here," and was discovered in the care of a monstrous white wolf. Enshrined at Bury St. Edmunds, the much venerated king became the special patron of sailors and was for several centuries effectively the patron saint of England until supplanted by St. George. Set garlic and beans at St. Edmund the king, the moon in the wave thereof hangeth a thing. So, yes, you're advised to set your garlic and beans when the moon is on the wane. And William Turner's Herbal of 1568, note, garlic sodden down with milk or broken and mingled with soft cheese stauncheth the falling down of humors called catarrh. We call it a cold, and so it is good against hoarseness. Three little cloves broken in vinegar and laid to the teeth are good for the toothache. Garlic driveth away with a smell serpents and venomous beasts. November the 21st, traditionally the day on which Noah entered the ark. Stir Up Sunday falls about now. And what is Stir Up Sunday? It's the last Sunday before Advent, when the Church of England collect begins. Stir up, we beseech thee, O Lord, the wills of thy faithful people. This was taken as a reminder to stir up the mixture for Christmas puddings and pies in order to allow them plenty of time to mature, and was parodied as, "Stir up, we beseech thee, the pudding in the pot, and when we do get home, we'll eat it piping hot." Christmas puddings and pies should always be stirred clockwise with a wooden spoon. All present should take a turn in order. Mother, father, children, and babies by seniority, and visitors. November the 22nd was Martinmas Old Style, in other words, the old calendar. hiring fairs for farm laborers and servants, now held in northern England and Scotland. Also called Pack Rag Day, because servants now carry their possessions to their new work places. Northern laborers now returned home for their annual week's holiday. Their gargantuan meals were prepared for them on Old Martinmas Sunday, hence called Rivkite or Split Stomach Sunday in Yorkshire. November the 23rd, St. Clement's Day, the blacksmith's holiday, and here in the States, Thanksgiving. St. Clement, an early bishop of Rome, was traditionally martyred by being tied to an iron anchor and drowned in the sea. Hence, he is the patron of mariners and iron workers, especially blacksmiths, who on this day fired their anvils by exploding gunpowder on them and held Old Clem processions. In the Midlands, children went clementing for fruit and pennies on this day, singing, St. Clements comes once in a year. Apples and pears are very good cheer. Got no apples, money will do. Please to give us one of the two. Fathers at work and mothers at play, please to remember St. Clement's Day. And that particular rhyme comes from Walsall in Staffordshire. November the 24th, the sun enters the house of Sagittarius. If you want to know the calendar of shepherds, just post us a question on Between the Worlds on Facebook. November the 25th, St. Catherine's Day, the spinsters and lace makers feast. And November the 26th is not a particularly, you could tell they had a hard time trying to come up with something for this. It says, sneezing to the left hand is held to be unlucky, but sneezing to the right is propitious. And November the 27th, eels now in season for baked eel pies, but beware. The king who died from a surfeit of eels. It's 9:46. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. We're going to hear from P.P. Arnold again from her fine album.
Mother's back, and though the conviction of the woman you made me. I find blades of grass from the island you lent me. I find on every floor in every drawer though I'm not an island, I'm a body of water. Jeweled in the evening, a solitary daughter. If picked at by noon, by midnight I'm ruined. Leave me alone to the books and the radio snow. Charcoal and the dancing shadow. If each blade of grass was meant here for me, split apart, sliced, and wedged in for me, who's gonna treat it? I'm not going to need it. Leave me alone to the books and the radio snow. Leave me alone to the charcoal and the dancing shadow. I am a lake. Don't need to be watered. I am an ocean, I don't need to barter. I play with the moon, my only friend. It pushes, it pulls me, I don't pay the rent. I don't need the walls to bury my grave. I don't need your company to feel saved. I don't need the sunlight, my curtains don't draw. I don't need the objects to keep or to pawn. I don't want your pity, concern, or your scorn. I'm calm by my lonesome, I feel right at home. And when the wind blows, I get to dancing. My fun is the rhythm of air when it's prancing. I play with the moon, my only friend. It pushes, it pulls me, I don't pay rent. I don't need the walls to bury my grave. I don't need your company to feel saved. I don't need the sunlight, my curtains don't draw. I don't need objects to keep or to pawn. I don't want your pity, concern, or your scorn. I'm calm by my lonesome, I feel right at home. Leave me alone to the books and the radio snow. Leave me alone to the charcoal and the dancing shadow.
Siberian plane. He can power a nuclear reactor with the left side of his brain. When he take his shirt off, he drive a lady crazy. When he take his shirt off, make me want to be a lady. It's the Putin girls.
Putin, if you put it, where you put it, where you put it. Putin, if you put it, where you put it next to me. Putin, if you put it, where you put it, where you put it. Putin, if you put it, where you put it next to me.
Putin hates the Putin girls, because he hates vulgarity. He loves his mother country, and he loves his family. He and his ex-wife, Liv Miller, ride along the shore of the beautiful new Russian Black Sea. Let's listen in. A great man is speaking. We fought a war for this. I'm almost ashamed. The Mediterranean. Now there's a resort worth fighting for. If only the Greeks or the Turks would start to sniff around. Oh, I'd bring the hammer down. So quick their woolly heads would spin. Woolly head, woolly head, woolly head. Oh, wait a minute, even better. What if the Kurds got in the way? Hey, Kurds and wait, Kurds and wait. Sometimes a people is greater than their leader. Germany, Kentucky, and France. One shot at glory, they don't get a second chance. Drag these peasants, kicking and screaming, into the 21st century. I thought we'd make it, must have been dreaming. These chicken farmers and fire floods gonna be the death of me. I can't do it. Girl.
Tell you why, 'cause you're the Putin man.
Who went to the party?
We did.
Who won World War II?
The Americans.
That's a good one, ladies.